This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Dan, you'd think that being a servant in a house would be safe, right?
Yeah, at least you're not in the dark like a sweep up the chimney or a trapper in a coal mine or down a sewer like a gong scrubber.
It still sounds like really hard work, though. Listen to this in Lord S's journal.
Domestic service may well be the lot of the poorest children, frequently sent from their homes in the countryside to earn money for their families in the large households which increasingly emerge as our country's wealth expands. Children are set to work at every hour, often still labouring after the family of the house have long since gone to bed.
It doesn't seem fair that the children have to work when the adults have gone to bed. Wonder what they were doing.
Hold on, Bex. I think we're going to find out.
Ooh, this looks like a very posh house. They must have loads of servants here. Hello? We heard you were looking for some domestic servants. For heaven's sake, what are you two doing ringing the front doorbell? What if our butler should see? He'd take his belt to the pair of you. Get round the back and sharpish. Right, you two, you'll do as a scullery girl that's working down in the kitchen, and you lad can be a hall boy. Last one we had kept fainting with exhaustion. Now, get to it.
Hey, Bex, how's it panning out being a scullery maid?
I've been washing dishes for hours. They've had a big dinner party, and that means a lot of dishes to scrub.
Whoa, there's hundreds of plates and glasses round here, not to mention the pots and pans.
352, to be exact. My hands are stinging with the hot water and the soap, and I've got mountains to go, yawn.
Well, at least when it's done, you get to go to bed.
No chance. Apparently, I sleep down here, and I have to keep the fire going. There's a little space under the table for me to catch a few winks. Though, how I'm meant to sleep at all, I don't know.
Well, I won't be in bed anytime soon either. Hall boys have to wait until everyone else has gone to bed, and then clean all their shoes.
But it's nearly midnight.
I know, and they're still talking in the parlour.
Get back to your station, young man. I fancy there'll be a while yet, but you must be ready when they retire to bed. 15 guests, no less, and they've been walking in the garden, so there's mud everywhere. All over the carpet, so it is. As the parlour maid is laid low with fever, you can help clean that as well when they've retired. This is impossible. How are you meant to work this hard every single day and night for years and years and years?
I suppose it was better than starving. If there wasn't enough work in the country, parents probably felt it was the only way to get money for their family.
And when did they ever see their family? I get time off for church on Sunday, but apparently that's it.
It's not proper for a young lady to be travelling on her own. You'll not be permitted a leave of absence, and don't think about bringing any friends to the house. That's absolutely forbidden.
Like I'd even have time to make friends.
Quick, close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here. Even in a big, beautiful house like that, it's horrible to think of all the kids who are working their fingers to the bone day and night. All for what? A few shillings to send home to their parents.
And look, it says here online that in parts of Africa, like Burkina Faso and Ghana, kids from poor families are still sent from the country to work as domestic servants in towns to earn money for their families. I don't think I'll moan next time I have to tidy my room.
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.